Hi, everyone, and welcome to Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and today is the very first edition of Diversity in Yachting with Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, I'm really excited about this show because in today's day and age, 2020, we're seeing a bit of unrest straight across the face of the planet. And there is a need to address these things in every industry and the world, as we see. But yachting is your business, and it is something that needs to be addressed. Now, when we talk about diversity in yachting, we're not just talking about color. We're talking about diversity straight across the board. We're talking about LGBTQ. We're talking about religion. Of course, the skin color, ethnicity, shape, so many things that tend to be not accepted within the yachting industry. And as I said, it is 2020, and it's time for change.
It is time for change for sure. You're right.
So I'm tell amazed. Us a little bit about you.
Okay, I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm Zimbabwean. I was born in Zimbabwe, and I attended my education in Zimbabwe. But because I really wanted to work at sea, I had to move to South Africa in Cape Town, where I stayed and did all my courses and joined the yachting industry. That was in 2016.
What gave you the desire to get into yachting? Because as you said, you were in a landlocked country. Where did you even get the concept of getting into yachting?
Every time as I was growing, I used to just dream of being on the boats. That lifestyle is something which was a passion which built in me. So when I got the chance to actually go to Cape Town and attend the stewardess courses, my STCW and everything, I even wanted it more. And I so much wanted to actually be a captain. So that's how my journey started. And because I was, because of my skin color, everyone who sees me actually wanted me to be a captain. I remember having offers that do I want to actually further my education? People were willing to actually pay for me because of my skin color. So it gave me lots of that whole passion of actually doing yachting from then on.
That's really exciting, and that's good to know. For you, though, when was the very first time that yachting, do you remember as a kid, you know, the very first time that you found out yachting was even an industry? Do you remember that moment?
Well, I was 12 years old, and it actually came from a movie. Because I was watching a movie, then I really wanted to be that. I really wanted to wake at sea. And I think that's the time there was too much of Titanic going on. So I really wanted from that time to wake at sea, to just be part of it. So I started doing my research as I grew older. I used to say it, you know, what you actually say come to pass. So it from then on, I kept researching. And when I now grew older, I had to just move and go on with what I really wanted to do.
So is that your ultimate goal, is to become captain?
That was my ultimate goal, to become a captain, until I actually got into the industry. And
what made you decide not to be then?
Yes, I sort of changed a bit on becoming that.
So what are your goals now? What are your passions now? Where do you want to go with your yachting career at this stage?
At this stage, I just did my bachelor course as well. So I like service. I like being in service. I like actually training my fellow stewardesses who are joining the yachting industry. I'll be in the training side of everything. I think that's better for me.
Well, and currently then, you're not working.
Currently, I'm doing business because I'm also an entrepreneur. So I'm in business. So I'm currently in business everywhere else with women. I'm dealing with women, with global women.
So So you are actually very, very ambitious, and there's a lot of things that you want to achieve in your life.
Certainly, certainly. And I thank God because everything I've been able to achieve, it's by His grace.
That's nice to hear. So with this show, this is your show. This is your, where you have the chance to voice your thoughts. Where are you going to be taking this show?
With this show, it is, for me, it's an awareness. I'm raising awareness to captains, to the crew, to that crew member who's about to join yachting industry. We has no idea of if something happens to me, if I feel like I'm segregated because of either that I'm gay or I am black or I am from another race. Where do you go? What do you do? So it's a show which I am willing and I'm going to make, get the awareness out to everyone that you don't have to be paid less because of the race, because you're overweight, because you are Christian or because of your religion. It's going to be raising awareness to everyone in the industry, within the industry, to recruiters, captains, management companies, to the crew as well. Because I know everyone from the feedback I got from people who came to my inbox, I know a lot of people are interested to be watching this and they actually want this to be out there.
Did you find though that when people found you were going to be doing a show called Diversity in Yachting that people feared for you?
A lot of people actually feared for me because they came with, you know what, she's exposing herself. She's possibly not going to be hired into yachting. But I am in this because I want that person who's about to join yachting and the people who are already in yachting who are facing the same challenges I went through to be aware of the situation and where to go if certain things are happening to them.
And do you think that with these conversations that you will have the possibility of changing the face of the industry?
I think there will be a lot more change because of the fear which came after the advert went out. I sensed a fear which went out on what I was going to talk about on the show. What is she going to talk about? Is she going to come up with names? Is she going to do this? It's good. There were a lot of questions going on, but I want to let everyone and the whole yachting industry that they are not going to be names and they are not going to be bought names coming out, but it is for awareness. It is for you to stop. If you are doing something that is not, which is not fair, just let's have one love. Let's have one love. Know that, okay, if she's experienced at this point, she's supposed to earn this much and you're supposed to pay exactly that which she's supposed to get. Not because you look at the color, you look at, is she gay? Is he gay? Is he, you know, not that you look at the, if she is Christian, if she's not Christian, if she's what? You're just supposed to pay someone because of their experience and regardless of who they are, regardless of where they are from, you're just supposed to treat them the same way as the way you treat the white or the way you treat anyone else, your sister, your mother, you're just supposed to treat them the same way.
That is. Do you think that maybe this will bring up the awareness that with hiring practices, that maybe straight across the board, everybody will have equal opportunity?
I wouldn't say this is exactly what I'm expecting, but for now, I wouldn't know if that's going to happen. But I think by people hearing about it, they are going to change because change comes after that one person who stands up and said, no, this is not right. That's what I believe. From how I was raised, I was actually raised to stand for myself, to actually speak. So this industry, as I notice it, there is lots of fear which goes on. for instance, what we just spoke about, that a lot of people are fearing for me, like, okay, she won't be able to come back into yachting because she's doing this, because she's about to expose certain things. But no, that's not it. That's not it. We are all human, and how we should live, we should have that that freedom of actually saying, okay, no, this is not right. If someone is doing this to me, this is not right. Let's change. Let's come and be one person as we are. Not looking at, okay, this one is like this. Not looking at those differences, but just looking at me as a person, or that whoever it is as a person, and what experience they have, and not looking, okay, because of this background, they deserve to be like this, because they are of this color, because of the length of their hair, because they are slim, because they are fat, you know, those things.
Well, and I mean, no great change was ever made by anybody that didn't have at least a bit of a steel rod up their back, really.
It's true. It's true. No change was made. No change was made at all. But for this, I'm hoping there is going to be change. And as people are going to be hearing the show each and every Thursday, and as I'm going to have people I'm going to interview, because I have a long list of people who have things that have happened to them in yachting, and they are waiting. They are so much waiting for me to give them interviews and to be on the show so that they can be heard, because they all want the same thing. They all want that same change, which I want as well. And I'm
well,
sure
and I think
a lot
too,
of people.
I
was saying, I'm sure a lot of people who are watching the show also want the same change. But, you know, because of that fear, they can't come out.
Well, as far as I consider it, I think what's going to happen is that you're going to educate those people coming into the industry of some things that they may expect. And I truly believe that not a lot of people are understanding, especially young crew coming in, of certain things that they could expect when they come into this industry, because they are sold a dream. They're sold a pipe dream. They're sold the story that they're going to be sitting on a yacht, they're going to be drinking champagne with the owners or the charter guests, and life is going to be great. And that's straight across the board. So the reality is that if you are in any way different, not only are your chances of sitting on top of that deck or even becoming a captain less, but your chances of getting a job are less. And they need to be aware of that. But as well, I think, you know, if we want to make change in the coming years for the future, for even you, for, you know, your friends in the industry, for everybody in the industry right now, that is a little bit different in one way or another. The only way to do that is to have these conversations. And some of them may be tough, and others may be just a way to release. But I think they're important conversations.
Certainly, certainly. I think this is a very important conversation, and the fact that I'll be able to educate that young yachty who's coming, that youth that is coming into yachting, I'm very glad to be in this position. I think I will be the right person to actually educate those people on what is that is going to happen. And I don't think the worst is going to happen because of actually this conversation, because by now, if diversity is spoken about, that we have differences. I have a different way of getting information and retrieving it. I have a different way I take certain things and to someone else. So if this is spoken about now, it's raising awareness for the person who's coming. They will be already educated on, okay, this is not supposed to, if this happens to me, I'm supposed to run to that. If this happens, I'm supposed to do this. And also, those people who were doing it already, they are now aware, okay, if we do this, it's going to go on the show, so they're going to stop. So I hope for a perfect industry after this.
Well, you know what? I don't think anywhere in the world anything is ever perfect. But I also do believe that unless we stand up and we speak to right the wrongs in the world, that we can make a change one person at a time.
Certainly. I don't expect it to be perfect as well, but, you know, just being closer to perfect is fine.
Well, Well, you know what? I'm so glad that you're going to be the host of this show, because if anybody can do it, you can. You're a very strong lady.
Certainly, certainly. And you know, because of the way I was raised to actually speak out, to say, okay, this is not, if it's not working, it's not working. Let me say it. If this happens to me, let me actually speak about it. Yeah. I can keep quiet sometimes, but that's not who I am. I'm not really a person who can keep quiet and leave things going under the carpet.
Yeah, no, yes. That's important. And, you know, I mean, it is time that we have these conversations. And, you know, it's just even the slightest change. You know, the industry really is changing as well. We're seeing, you know, yacht charter guests. We're seeing yacht owners. We're seeing crew. It's generational shift, completely, 100%. And so the charter guests and the owners now are in their 40s. The ultra high net worth individuals are in their 40s. They have a different mindset than 20 years ago. And I think that generally straight across the board, this is a good time to have these conversations, because you are having not only new crew coming in, but you're having an entirely new set of owners and employers. So, you know, it could change everything straight across the board, which I think is really exciting for the industry.
Yes, I hope so as well, that it's going to change a lot. If anyone, my wish is actually that anyone who gets to hear this show, if it's a captain, if it's an owner who's coming on board, if it's a crew, I hope that each and everyone gets it and knows that, okay, I have love for the next person. And even if the person is working for me, even if the person, I'm the one who's responsible for hiring the person, I'm supposed to care what's coming in. And if there are rules that were set to be followed, are the rules being followed? Am I following those same rules? If I am a captain, if I am crew, am I following the same rules? If those rules are broken, where can I go? If the person who has set the rules is breaking those rules, where can I also go? So this is the awareness I want to raise, and I will be raising every Thursday.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. We are all looking forward to it. We're all looking forward to seeing the change in the future. If people want to get a hold of you and tell their story or get your expertise and advice, how can they get in touch with you?
I will put my email. My email address will be on everything, and they can get hold of me, my email address, and I'll put my phone number, my direct phone number, so they can actually get hold of me and tell me their story, and we can get on.
Wonderful. Well, Elizabeth, I'm looking forward to it. Once again, people, this is Elizabeth, and she is the new host for Diversity in Yachting every single Thursday right here on Yachting International Radio. It will be at 6 p.m. General Mountain Time, English time, at 7 p.m. Central European time, and at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we look forward to you tuning in. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
You've been watching the very first edition of Diversity in Yachting. My name is Rhea. I have been your host, soon to be replaced by Elizabeth. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode.